views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here on KKNW AM 1150 here in Seattle, looking at cloudy but not rainy Seattle today. You may be listening somewhere across the country on cable radio network, perhaps on WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be happy you joined us, because we're going to have an interesting conversation, an insider's look at radio. But before we get into that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hey, so how are we supposed to explain from the inside of the radio? We're on the radio.
Oh, well, it's an insider. It's kind of like an inside joke, you know, that usage of inside, not that we're telling jokes, mind you.
Oh.
We might really fall flat on our face if this was a show about jokes, although you would probably do very well with that, Ben.
Maybe. Unless you're going to explain, like, the innards of an actual radio.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's
me.
Way past you. Okay, anyway.
No,
capacitors and limiters and all that.
Ooh.
See? did I just turn you on there for a minute? Like, whoa.
What language are you speaking, Benny?
Ah, those are special times. Our next guest will understand why I just said that.
Yes. Well, okay. I'll learn more about that in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. You will.
I want to share a story. You know, on this show, we talk a lot about listening to our inner guidance, and it's something that I've learned to do over the years. Typically, the way I've learned to do it is by not listening to it repeatedly. I get kicked in the pants over and over again, you know. And this week, it was one of these times when I was just really in the flow. I mean, at one point, there was a car following me really, really close. I mean, it was tailgating me so close, I couldn't see its headlights, let alone even the license plate. And all of a sudden, I knew that there was going to be a 111 in that license plate. And eventually, we got into, you know, to this other road, and it got into the other lane and passed me on the right to turn right. And I saw, indeed, it had a 111. 5 minutes later, you know, or 10 minutes later, I'm coming out of a grocery store. I picked up a couple things. And all of a sudden, I thought about wanting to see somebody I hadn't seen in like a year and a half. Guess who I ran into in the parking lot? That person.
Really?
Yes. So it was like really in the flow. So the next day,
I thought it would've been like a police officer because they were falling too close, and you were never mind.
Oh, no. I would have loved to have stopped them from doing that, but
right.
You know, I just wanted to be safe.
Exactly.
So anyway, I was having these situations where I was really in the flow, and so one day I was heading back from I forget where, and all of a sudden I got guidance to go to this store that I hadn't been to in a long time. I think I've been there like twice in the last 8 years. And so I just said, okay, I'm going to go. And I walk in, and it's a bookstore / crystal store. And anyway, I walk in, and there's this book on sacred geometry. I'm thinking, this is why I've been guided to come here. And I'm just browsing a little bit. And then I came upon this gorgeous piece of labradorite. It was like 8 inches tall, like heavy. And it's got like... The design in it is kind of like a firefly.
If this is the one I've seen.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. It's on Facebook. For those of you who are Facebook friends, or it's actually a public post. Anybody can look at my private posts on Facebook.
Gorgeous.
And it's absolutely beautiful. So anyway, it was just such a kick. And, you know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to splurge. And then somebody else was holding on to it for a long time. And I thought, oh, no, I'm going to lose it, you know, and actually left the store for a while.
Just put it down. Step away from it.
Just holding it like a baby, right?
As you're stalking them like you, yes. Like the car was to you in the store.
Yeah. And then I told the woman, I quietly said to her, you know, the salesperson, I said, if she doesn't buy it, I do want to get it. And eventually I left. And then apparently the woman, you know, ended up leaving because she couldn't get her husband on the phone to say whether, you know, she could get it or not. And so this other woman who the saleswoman who worked there started sending me messages. Call. It's meant for you. 2 minutes later, I put in a phone call, and she's like, I was just telling you to call me, you know. So it was one of these magical things.
That's cool.
But it's just this gorgeous piece, and I'm not, like, really into crystals all that much, but, you know, sometimes one will just call to me. And this was screaming. So it was a fun kind of week of things flowing.
It's got that, well, from even what I've seen online, I've seen the picture, it's uh-huh. just that attraction. It just drew you in. And that's,
yeah.
it drew me in on the picture right away. So it's definitely one to be purchased and,
yes.
and to on display and to be on hold or in display at the house.
Right. So it's, it looks great there. It looks great.
It does.
Anyway, I'm really excited about our conversation today because, you know, I talk to a lot of people on the radio who are interviewed, you know, by many people around the world. And the people I'm talking to today are actually on the other side of the mics. They are fellow radio talk show hosts. I am talking about Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell, Mance and Mitchell Show. It airs on KKNW right before this show. I've known Gary and Suzanne professionally for, oh, I don't know, close to 8-9 years. They've been in radio. I think this is their 9th year in radio on 1150 AM KKNW. And they have a wonderful show. And it's interesting because, you know, there are a lot of shows on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio where there's, I don't know, there's just like a real new age feel to it. And it's wonderful. And they're that, but they're more. They're also, like, in some ways, more mainstream. Maybe it has to do with their background. Like, Suzanne's from Chicago originally, and although Gary is from California, so maybe he brought the new age up to Seattle with him. And those two used to live in Seattle. They met here in Seattle. And I was on their show, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, and eventually it went from the Gary Mance Show to the Mance and Mitchell Show. And it's a wonderful show, and I'm really excited to have a conversation with them here today to talk about sort of the inside look at radio and, like, what role does radio play in our psycho-spiritual development, the evolution that's underway right now, and also what have they learned from their experience. So I'm very excited to welcome Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell. Hi, Gary and Suzanne.
Hello, Christine.
Hello, Christine. Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear out in radio land.
You should have seen the look on her, Gary. She had no. She really thought you were breaking up. Like, what's going on, Benny?
A moment of panic.
Exactly.
Our connection needs to be.
That was adorable.
Yeah.
Leave it to Gary.
So, Gary, I know you were the first one of the two of you in radio. What inspired you to get into radio?
I started cultivating what has people just come up to me and they say, I love your voice. You have a radio voice. Where did you get that radio voice? Uh-huh. I started listening to the great baseball. In fact, he's the greatest baseball announcer of all time. And I think that's unarguable. Vin Scully of the Los Angeles Dodgers, about 87 years old, and he's still broadcasting play-by-play for the L.A. Dodgers. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's still broadcasting for the Dodgers. And so with him as my model, I began cultivating my radio voice with full intention of going into the industry back when I was 16 years of age.
Oh, wow.
And one detour led to another, and lo and behold, I would not actually get into radio full-time until I was 48 years of age, uh-huh. and that's a story too long for this program, but the bottom line is I always had radio in my soul. I just couldn't figure out how I was going to be able to get a gig as a broadcaster in a market that I preferred uh-huh. for a wage that I could live on. And that's
right.
the first thing you need to know about radio, Christine, is that people get into radio for love of the medium. They
yes.
better not do it for love of the money, because it will be a long time before you're making any.
Yes, I know all about that, Gary. And Suzanne, how did you make your way into radio?
It was destiny. And the reason I say that is I didn't have radio in my consciousness, but I did have it in my DNA because my grandfather owned a radio store when my mother was born back in the 1930s.
Uh-huh.
And he gave that up to do other things later in life.
And back then, radio was the way that people stayed.
It was brand new.
Stayed connected.
Absolutely. And then when my mother was a teenager, she had her own radio show giving advice to other teens about, hair and makeup and boys and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
And I wasn't around for that. She was a teenager, and it was there, and it was just kind of lying in my family history, very, very dormant until I met Gary, and I got very caught up in his enthusiasm for radio. And as you said, it started out as the Gary Mantz Show. He said, come be my producer. I didn't know what that meant, but I worked behind the scenes with Gary, and he brought me on several times. He said, say hello to the listeners.
Right.
And I very tentatively said, hello. And, one thing led to another till now today. As you said, we're in our ninth year together doing this.
Yes. And I remember years ago, one of the times I was on your show, it was actually the Gary Mantz Show at that point. You were, a very, very much a part of the show already, even though the title hadn't changed. And I thought, it wasn't what I was expecting when I came onto the show, but after spending the hour-long time and in the studio with you guys, it's like, wow, Suzanne's really connected and she's good. I mean, I could see it then that it was in your DNA.
I don't have the radio voice that Gary has. It wasn't anything that I ever cultivated the way he has. And I was, I guess, the reluctant radio host.
Uh-huh.
But, now we definitely do it as a partnership and as a business that we have together.
Mm-hmm. So how do you two feel about working within this realm of sort of alternative talk radio?
It's what's available to people who don't get hired by a local radio station, much less syndicated. So there's that consideration.
Uh-huh.
But what I enjoy about it, and this is to put the positive spin on it, Christine, I enjoy doing alternative talk radio because in the world of brokered radio, which means you get to buy the airtime and then you don't have a station manager breathing down your neck about your content.
Right.
And with that, you get to be as creative as you want to be. You go as far as your talent will take you in attaining and keeping a listenership for the station, and you mark your success in that relatively limited way. But on the other hand, you're given an opportunity, and I think Suzanne and I have exploited that as much as we could over the span of 9 years in becoming change agents for that part of society that you can reach.
Right. And that's a powerful role to play.
AM 1150 has given Suzanne and I the opportunity to say the things we wanted to say and to bring on the program those people, and certainly you're included among them, Christine,
mm-hmm.
who have important things to say about the way we live our lives.
Mm-hmm. And I know that both of you, having played these roles and being on your own, individual journeys, have learned so much and have so much to offer. And we're going to have to go to a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want to talk to you two about some of the important things you've learned about what's going on in the world and how what you've learned on radio has helped you in your individual lives. More with Gary and Suzanne from the Manson Mitchell Show when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Welcome back to the Kristen Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the hosts of the Manson Mitchell Show, Gary and Suzanne. Now, apparently, Benny was speaking about insider, information.
Insider information? But this isn't related to, like, stocks or trading.
No,
or
no.
This is better than that.
This is, like, inside radio information.
Right.
You were playing that for Gary. What's that about?
Well, actually, I didn't even know Gary knew information about the song I did play from Everclear. It's called AM Radio. But, Gary, please enlighten us on the intro of that song that I played.
The closing credits to the wonderful and very confusing movie Inherent Vice, which I loved, and I don't know why, because it's chaotic, but it was still fascinating. Joaquin Phoenix is just brilliant in that movie.
Oh, I love
it. And that's what they play at the end of the movie. They play that with the KHJ Los Angeles. That was my station growing up. I grew up in Fullerton, California,
great.
7 miles from Disneyland, and that's where I listened to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Beach Boys and all those wonderful acts from the 60s. That was the music hub for teeny bopper pop culture in the 1960s. 93 KHJ, and then they'd roll into the song. It was that brought back some memories, man. Now I wonder if I can actually shave. I'm prepubescent all of a sudden. Goes back a long way.
There was a lot on your mind, wasn't there?
Well, you're both baby boomers, as am I. What do you think it is about our generation that is leading people to open up to some of the sorts of information that we provide on our shows?
Oh, I think that goes back to the 60s, Christine, where if you're a child of the 60s, you already had your mind opened. And I don't necessarily mean by the drugs and everything that was going on in that culture, but just the flavor of the times had you thinking outside. The whole counterculture revolution, where you weren't necessarily buying everything that was laid out for you by the man.
Right.
And so I think as baby boomers grew up and they said, well, you know, I got to get a job, I got to go to work, got to make a living, there's still that part of them inside that says, I can do all this and I can have a family and I can live in the suburbs, but I also know that this isn't real.
Mm-hmm. So, Gary, when you go to choose a guest, what is it you're looking for?
Availability.
Yeah, that always helps, doesn't it?
Short and sweet. There you go. Priority number one.
They've got to bring something that people can use, Christine. I can get any number of people just get on here and yak, and that's easy. But if you're going to bring some quality, if you're going to be, as I mentioned earlier, a change agent for that part of society that you can reach, there is some responsibility to get people who know how to speak authentically to human needs and to be able to back up their talk with the way they walk. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit more of a challenge because, as I think you've probably found out, you've been doing this for a while.
Right.
It's easy to bring on somebody who says, well, of course, whenever you birth an idea, you're actually creating a new wrinkle in consciousness, and that creativity ripples out so it reaches the entire universe and we're all changed for the better.
Uh-huh.
And when I've said that, I've told you absolutely nothing.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting, too, because I've found that sometimes, I mean, generally speaking, I've absolutely adored my guests, but every once in a while, they'll be saying the right thing in their book, but when you start to talk to them, there'll just be something like, you'll get the sense that they're not really walking their talk. So that sense of, like, really being able to walk, not only walk your talk, but being able to explain it in the moment in a way that connects with people is just so important.
Oh, there's just a world of difference between writing a book and talking on the radio. And we, too, have had that experience where we've read a book and been completely blown away by the ideas in it.
Uh-huh.
And then when we bring the person on, they can't discuss it or they can't discuss it easily.
Uh-huh. Right.
And, you know, they're looking for a script somewhere or trying to find what page it's on in their book because they can't just talk through it. And so some people are brilliant writers. It doesn't mean they're brilliant talkers, though.
Yes, yes. And I've also found through some of the books I've read and, you know, a guest or two that they've taken information from others, and instead of like fully assimilating it into their own lives and then speaking their own personal truths in their books, they're actually just kind of gathering information and putting it into one place, and they haven't really learned to assimilate it yet. And so it's interesting because, you know, when you start with a book, you think, okay, well, this is great. But I've learned the hard way that we really need to be able to listen to some of their other interviews before asking them on the show.
And that's when you put them to the test, because it's not that uncommon, Christine, for people who have written a book to not have actually written the book. There are a lot of ghosts out there, and
yes,
they put what they think you're thinking into type, and then you defend it in these interviews, or you propound these ideas that are supposedly yours, but the structure came from somebody else.
Yes.
That's a tough interview when you find out that the people who supposedly are these gurus in some form or fashion are actually rather shallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is it always the big name people who inspire you the most?
Oh, no. You know, what you get in a big name person, generally speaking, is a pretty good interview because they've done so many of them.
Uh-huh.
And so they speak effortlessly and speak well to their topic. And so we like the big name people because we know that they're very experienced. Sometimes we'll have people on that have never been on the radio or have done very little interviewing, and yet they will do well because they know their topic so well.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of take a chance on that. You know, when Gary and I plan our schedule, we always like to have new people every single month.
Uh-huh.
So that we're reading new books, we're getting new information in, but we have to balance that with people that we've had on before that we know are good, because when we get somebody who's brand new on, sometimes we call ourselves like Johnny Carson, mm-hmm. where we're trying out this new comedian.
Right, right.
And we don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, we have had some absolutely sensational people who don't have a lot of radio experience, and we've just smiled and nodded our heads and said, wow, we've got to have them back.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, every once in a while, you get a clunker who doesn't have a lot to say. You ask a big, long question, and their answer is yes, followed by a lot of silence.
And can you elaborate on that? Yes.
Yes.
No.
So, you know, we do get people who are very nervous, uh-huh. inexperienced, and
right.
don't do well, but I wouldn't say that was the majority of them.
Right. And you two are such great conversationalists. And I say conversationalist instead of interviewer because it's really about conversation, isn't it, Gary?
100%. In fact, we enjoy a conversational style, which can get in the way when you have people who have canned responses.
Yes.
More than once, I've had a guest where they've said their 15 or 20 words, and then they stop talking. And I will tell them at the break, I'm sorry that I didn't mention this before, but we tend to favor a conversational style, just like we were at a bar talking over a couple of beers or we're having you over for dinner. Let's keep it in that mode. And then they relax and can just be themselves.
Yes.
I hate a formal interview that sounds like they're being interrogated. That does no good for anyone.
It doesn't. And people can hear that on other shows and, you know, get that in, you know, online magazines and that sort of thing. And then, of course, read their book. But what I love about you guys is that you do take chances on new people. And that's one of the things that I've tried to do as well. And it's always a kick to discover somebody who, you know, is just like ready for prime time and then watch them soar afterwards, you know. It's a kick.
Yeah, that is.
We've had that recently. Luke Danskin from Scotland.
Yes. Yeah, we had a Scottish man on.
And who's he? I'm not familiar with him.
You will be soon. He's coming to Seattle in the fall, I think in November.
Uh-huh.
24 years old, and can you imagine this? He's 24 years old, a psychic medium, and his reputation in the UK is growing to such an extent, so rapidly, that he has a 4.5-year waiting list for his services.
Goodness.
He's 24 years old.
Wow.
He's going to make his first trip to the States, to the colonies, in November, and he's going to be in Seattle. That's going to be a special event.
That's exciting.
He's excited. He's scared to death. And at the same time, he can't wait to come over here and show us what he can do.
Right.
There are people who compare him quite favorably with James Van Praagh himself.
Uh-huh.
And James, of course, is aware of who he is. In fact, they share a publicist and promoter. And I'm telling you, this guy really brings it. He was on our show. He was exceptionally good, especially for one so young. And he could well take America by storm and become, as his publicist insists, the next big thing in mediumship.
Exciting. That's really exciting. You know, we're going to have to go to another quick break. But when we return, I'm going to want to hear from you guys about what it is you have learned that has helped you personally. Because I know that playing this role has helped me to learn quite a bit. But also, how are we in radio helping to not only empower, but helping to make these interviewees grow in new ways? But more with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the hosts of the Manson Mitchell Show. They are on KKNW AM 1150 on Fridays. They precede my show at 10 a.m. Pacific time, but they've also got a two-hour show on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to noon. So they are here for 3 hours a week, illuminating paths for many. So Gary and Suzanne, you know, playing these roles where you get to have these deep conversations, sometimes fabulous conversations with individuals who are either, like, you know, already out there changing the world, or they're up and coming. How has it helped to change each of you individually on your own paths?
I'm challenged to try to work their ideas, at least temporarily, into my own mental framework. I put it that way, Christine, because I have a pretty good idea of who I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm not ashamed to say that I operate primarily from the left side of my brain.
Right.
And man, when you go to a metaphysical church, and that's been my custom now for two decades, it's incredible how people think that you can just saw the brain in half and let the left side, the logical side, go in favor of this more creative, for sure, but also supposedly more inspired and more spiritual hemisphere. And I find myself disagreeing with that. I don't believe in being crack-brained when I can be whole-brained.
Yes.
So a lot of what I do, a lot of what I hear when I'm interviewing someone, has to be filtered through both hemispheres of my brain to see if I could make that work in my own life.
That makes perfect sense to me. And I think that if we weren't meant to experience it wholly, we would only have that other half of our brain.
Hello?
Yeah.
And yet you'd be surprised how many people, particularly you go to a lot of these churches in Puget Sound, they abound in Puget Sound and in Sarasota, where Suzanne and I reside. This is a very metaphysical town within Florida. And what you find are people are saying, well, that's kind of an old school left-brained approach. Yeah, it got to be old school because it works. But that doesn't mean that we are bankrupt of inspiration. We don't close our minds on any of those possibilities. Not at all. We wouldn't foreclose on them. The idea is that you want to stay open-minded in a complete way.
So, Suzanne, how's it helped you to shift?
Well, before I moved to Seattle and met Gary, I was very unbalanced. Very, very, very left-brained. I had strategies and protocols and ways of thinking that were completely logical, very little intuitive that I would recognize. And one of the things that I've gotten from being on the radio is reading all the books from all the people that we've interviewed and really opening up that whole other side that was sleeping. Mm-hmm. My whole right side of my brain just went to sleep because I was so left brain oriented. And so I got to see that, yes, I do have intuition, and to look at the metaphysical way of life as Gary was saying, a more balanced way, because I was so balanced on the logical side. And so now it's a matter of a left foot, a right foot, you know, a left brain, a right brain, and looking at things both from the logical side and from an intuitive side. And I have really enjoyed the people who have developed their psychic abilities, who have developed different ways of figuring out the universe, because there is an infinite number of ways to look at things, whether it's numerology or astrology, mediumship, psychicness, whether you're looking at the letters of a person's name, whether you're looking at when they were born or where they were born. I mean, just so many different ways to look at the world. And so it has really expanded my own personal thinking about what the world is all about. And I'm far less sure of it now than I was before.
Which is probably a good thing. It means you know more if you're less sure.
That is correct. The more I know, the less I know.
Right. So you mentioned reading all these books. I don't think a lot of people realize that there's quite a bit of preparation that goes into having a radio show. Can you guys talk a little bit about what you do to prepare for a show?
We're on 3 hours a week, as you mentioned earlier, one on Friday and two on Saturday, but that doesn't mean we work 3 hours a week because we have to schedule guests, we talk to publicists, we talk to the guests themselves, and some of what Gary and I do is we read 7 days a week, or at least five or six, because we always have authors coming up who have books, and we find that our interviews are that much better if we have an acquaintance with the author's work.
Yes.
And so we'll have coffee in the morning and, you know, read 25 pages of a book and then talk about it a little bit. So we're very familiar with the authors that we bring on, and they seem to notice that.
Yes.
You know, they say
they,
the questions
they can tell.
Are good.
They absolutely can tell, yes.
Yeah, right. We're not just reading the questions given to us by the publicist. We'll ask something more in-depth. So we actually do a lot of reading. We have a very extensive library, and every once in a while we just have to clean it out. Otherwise, we'd have to buy a storage room just for the books.
Yes.
We got a lot of books, but it's also been things that we have read that have enhanced our lives. So definitely worth it.
Right.
So, I just think there's something to be said about the professionalism of actually reading an author's work before you interview them about their book.
Right.
There's the implied flattery of actually reading it, but there's show preparation and then there's faking it. I would rather not fake it.
I think it's getting to be a little bit more difficult the last few years to determine who's actually going to be really good when they send you information, because there's so many people who are self-published. Not to say if you're self-published that you don't have something valuable to say, but there's no filtering for those who are self-published. How do you guys take all those emails coming in and determine whose books you should actually read and who you should invite on the show?
Well, part of that, Christine, as you know, is a format. There are things that we just don't cover, and you know, generally like children's topics. You know, we have people that say they want to come in and talk about how to raise your child. Well, we have eliminated a lot, and as a matter of fact, we have changed, morphed, you know, gone with the flow of what it is that we are interested in over a period of years. And so when Gary first started out with the Gary Mance Show, his first show was called Give and Take with Gary Mance. And it was all about negotiations and about getting the best deals and how to make your way through life dealing with as a transaction. And so then we went to a nighttime show where we talked all about spooky stuff, UFOs and ghosts and Bigfoot. And it's over time we've kind of just keep morphing into what it is that interests us at this time. So right now we're into pop culture, we're into spirituality, but there's a lot of things that when we see the books, we say, no, that's not for us. It's easy when you have somewhat of a definition. We don't mind changing the definition of our format, but as long as we know what it is we're doing currently, then we can eliminate a lot of things that just don't fit our format.
That makes
sense.
And
Christine, I mean, are you not curious about how a show concerning itself with how to get the best deal on a used car would suddenly morph into something about UFOs, Bigfoot, and ghosts?
I mean, I have a feeling it has something to do with your personal transformation. How did that happen?
Well, I had that stuff in mind since I was a kid. I mean, I used to sit behind the big fat guy in front of me during art class in parochial school because I couldn't draw a straight line, but I sure loved reading about flying saucers, and I didn't get in trouble as long as I held the paperback book between his shoulder blades. So I had this wonderful, compelling interest in paranormal subjects and metaphysics even from that very young age. I was like in sixth grade.
Right.
But I thought, in terms of marketability, I think I need to be on the straight and narrow here. And I do have an interest in negotiation theory and practice. So let's do a show about that. I don't hear anyone else doing it. Let's go ahead and do that. And you know what happened?
What happened?
Nothing. We couldn't get the phone to ring. We wanted calls. We wanted to engage the listeners, and we couldn't get the phone to ring. So one day, I won't say out of sheer desperation, but out of curiosity at least, I said to Suzanne, we have a numerologist in town. She was on one of the shows that I used to work on at another station. Why don't we bring her on just as a change of pace?
Right.
Let's see what it would be like. We'll try it out. So we brought a numerologist on. And she came into the studio, and she said that she'd be happy to take some phone calls to do individual readings for people based on their names and the birth year and just do the numerology thing. The phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I looked at Suzanne during the break, and I said, they're out there. Oh, my God. They're out there. We actually have people listening, because if they're calling, they're listening.
Right.
And that just turned on the light bulb over our heads about what we could do with a change of format. And that's how we got started eventually on Manson Mitchell. If you're going to go hunt for ducks, it's a good idea to go where the ducks are, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, it's a great story that exemplifies, if you're following your heart instead of your head, things have a way of working out better.
Well said. That was exactly the case with us.
Yeah. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
To Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversation.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, Transformation Talk Radio, and CRN. I'm talking to Gary and Suzanne of the Manson Mitchell Show. Before we get back into this conversation, can you two please share with our listeners how they can connect with you?
We're looking at each other like, oh, no, you go. No, you go. This is Seattle polite.
No silence, please, guys.
No, really. No, you go. We're at a four-way stop. Here. And yes, we'll be happy to tell you about that, Christine. Thanks for the opportunity. We believe strongly in social media. So Suzanne and myself, Suzanne Mitchell, Gary Manns, have our individual Facebook pages.
Right.
We share a lot back and forth about the show. We also have an account on Twitter. Not sure about your demographic, Christine, but if you have people who are on the Twitter, they can go to at Mance Mitchell, MANTZ MITCHELL, at Mance Mitchell, where 140 characters at a time, they can find out who's coming up on the show and what the theme is week by week.
Great. Yeah, and I know you also post your shows on your Facebook, your Manson Mitchell Facebook page.
ManceandMitchell.com is our website, and that's really a warehouse for information about who's coming on the show, who's been on the show, and it serves that basic purpose. But if you want the verve, if you want the joie de vivre that we represent, you should go to Facebook or Twitter, because that's where it's happening, baby.
All and our right. shows are archived right on 1150kknw.com.
Except for the music
Manson
show.
Mitchell, right.
We've gotten in this DJs for a Day thing because we just consider it kind of a fun little trip back in time for us boomers, and those are not archived because we can't afford to pay the royalties.
Right, right. So, you know, being in this business, it's a business of love, as we've talked about, because you don't make a lot of money at this, right?
Or any.
Yeah, exactly. Or you spend money doing this.
Right.
But we're serving an important role, and I see aspects of it, and I know that you two have been in this business for, 9 years now. Here we are having some people, either big-name people or up-and-coming, you know, change-makers, as you called it, Gary. How are we helping these people we're interviewing on their paths?
From my point of view, we help people by providing a forum for the expression of creative and transformative ideas. And you know a little bit about that, doing transformational radio. And then it's up to the individual to take it and use it. So if they ask themselves at the end of every broadcast, what's my takeaway here? How can I apply this? Then we feel like we are doing a public service. In a sense, it's a form of ministry. I don't want to be too highfalutin about it. Mm-hmm. But if we minister to the public in any way, it would simply be by offering them the chance to hear from people, from these authors, from experts, the gurus, about the ideas that have applicability in the spiritual lives of many. What they do with it after that is entirely up to them.
Yeah, and it is playing a really important role to the masses. And I'm wondering, how are we playing an important role in the person we're interviewing, and the author, the teacher, you know, the guest who's on the show?
I know for Gary and I, Christine, that we don't bring them on to challenge them.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't argue with our guests. We don't create fights with our guests. When we read their book, we may not agree with their point of view, but we give them the chance to claim their point of view, to state it, and then we might debate it a little bit, but it's never to put that person down. It's to give them the opportunity to clarify, to explain, to try and get their point across, and then, you know, sometimes we have a different point of view about something. Also, I think if you handle your guests with tender, loving care, you can also allow them an opportunity to grow as well. And I'm thinking of one particular interview which happened to be a little on the stilted side, and this is a man who's, you know, written books and done well, but when he came on, he was not comfortable. He was stiff and awkward, and the whole interview was going in that way until Gary said to him, well, you went to India. Did you ever have anybody try and, you know, steal your luggage or, you know, take your stuff or do you wrong? And he lost launched into this most fascinating story
in the last 5 minutes,
trying to get to the train and what happened with the taxi drivers and the men on the train and how he had tied himself to his luggage so he wouldn't lose it. I mean, just a crazy story, but it allowed the guest to open up and be real instead of being their persona of who they say they are.
Right.
And I think that's what we like when we're interviewing people, and why Gary was saying earlier, we try to be conversational because we want people to relax, be comfortable, have a cup of tea or coffee, and talk like we're old friends, because it allows them to be much more authentic than the person that they're trying to put in front of the public.
Mm-hmm. So, when you proceed with your interviews, do you have a list of questions? And do you tune into that right side of your brain to direct the conversation? Gary?
Never. I started, you know what? That is such a great, that's a very great question. I don't get asked that very often, Christine. Uh-huh. So let me tell you that when I began in radio hosting, and it was a nightmare to be asking questions from a list and have somebody call in who was a friend of the show and say, "You sound like you're reading.
Oh,
don't read questions."
Uh-huh.
And so I decided, oh, the hell with it. I'm going to go ahead and just have a conversation like I'm sitting at a bar over a couple of beers and just chewing the fat with this individual, mm-hmm. and we'll see what arises. Almost without fail, they start to loosen up. They start to speak authentically and even tell you a bit about themselves. That beats the hell out of reading from a list of questions. I would never recommend to any broadcaster that you have a list of questions. Bullet points, maybe. Uh-huh. Topical bullet points. But if you're writing questions, you just sound like a reader.
Yeah, that's a great point, Gary. And I do think that there's skill and intuition involved, actually, in making it conversational, helping the guest to get into the flow, as opposed to just sort of, you know, providing us with the information that they want to get across.
We want to know who you are. Yeah. You've written this book. You've sold 25,000 copies. You're at the top of the Amazon list in your genre. How did that happen? Who are you telling us these things? And once you crack that ice, you find out fascinating things about people who are doing great things in the world.
Yes. And that's where the joy and the expansion occurs.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it's great. It's a great plan when you don't have any plan. You just keep the compass in your pocket and walk. And when you do that, you find yourself getting into the weeds, but you also get into that richness of the material. And it happens spontaneously. Right. I don't think that can be beat.
Yeah, I agree. So, Suzanne, can you briefly tell us how you have stepped into your confidence doing exactly that?
Very slowly, little bit at a time.
You don't take enough credit. She's actually quite good. Suzanne Mitchell is the most organized person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, you should come to my garage, Suzanne. When you guys come to Seattle, come visit me in my garage.
Oh, sure. That would be a busman's holiday.
Actually, I live on sacred land, so, you know, it's not so bad. But my garage definitely needs organizing.
Well, what does that mean, Chrissy? Now I'm turning into the interviewer. You live on sacred land? This isn't like Poltergeist, where the bodies of dead Indians are arising on the front lawn, right?
Well, I've intuitively heard the Native Americans out there, and I've had two different people tell me this is where the Native American elders used to gather for their important meetings.
So now, that's a story right there.
Yeah. So I'm still learning more, though. And I'm getting the finger pointing from Mr. Mathers over there, who's trying to indicate that we need to go to our final
one who's a little more organized.
Yes, exactly. And I bless you for all that you do. And I'm so grateful that you two joined us here today, because you are offering quite the service. And I love both of you. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Gary, for joining me here today.
It was our pleasure.
Our pleasure to be on your show, Christine.
Yeah, so if you tune into the show regularly, tune in an hour earlier on KKNW AM 1150, and you'll hear Gary and Suzanne, and tune in on Saturday mornings as well on 1150 KKNW. And thank you all for joining us here today. I hope to talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.